Last December, the United States Olympic Committee selected Utah's capital city to bid on behalf of the United States, most likely for the 2030 Games, but possibly even the 2034 Games. Fraser Bullock, who now serves on a Utah Olympic Exploratory Committee, said last week that Utah has cleared the first hurdle and is now a partner with the USOC. Now the state moves to the international arena. With the election of a new IOC president, Thomas Bach, Bullock said that the IOC has gone through a metamorphosis. Bach commissioned a study titled Agenda 2020, which has put a number of changes in place.
When he took office, he said we need to look forward at things that need to change for Olympic Games. And Agenda 2020 spawned many initiatives, one of which was something called the New Norm. And the New Norm was saying, what are all the changes we could make to make it easier for cities to host games? And one of the things being it's way too expensive.
According to Bullock, Utah spent about $2 billion on the 2002 Games. Pyeongchang, South Korea spent about $12 billion, and Sochi, Russia spent $50 billion. But he noted they also built a city in the mountains. But the cost of staging the Games is only part of it. The bidding process, he says, also needs to change. The IOC has a 7-member working group, the New Norm, on which Bullock sits. He said they have come up with more than 100 recommendations.
And one of the things that's happening is bidding. Chicago spent $100 million on its bid. $100 million. And that's way too much money that is spent. And then you have a bunch of candidates line up and one wins and a bunch lose. And so the IOC recognizes that, and they're reforming that process.
Bullock said the committee will present some other changes to the IOC later this month, which he called significant.
What they're doing differently is that they said they are proposing that it's no longer a bidding process. It's a partnership process where they will just have a dialogue with you, and they're going to form a group of athletes and experts and different things like that to meet with your city, your country, and your city, and say, what's going to work for you? And this could happen tomorrow. After this session in June, you can start a dialogue at any time for 2030 or 2034. It doesn't have to wait, and it doesn't have to be awarded specifically to a calendar.
Bullock also asked attendees to tell him what they would like to see in a future Olympics. Chamber board member Liza Simpson said the Olympics must be sustainable, especially given the time and money that Park City and Summit County are spending on their sustainability efforts. Todd Anderson said he'd like to see some sort of legacy project that could help with Park City's current traffic problems. While traffic worked well during the 2002 Games, he said it would be nice to see that continue after a future Olympics. And Tracy Taylor suggested a future Utah Olympics do something to financially support the athletes and to treat them better so they can train. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.